Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. During the first segment, we heard from a couple of leaders with the city of Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga, the city administrator, and the Sonora Police Chief, Drew Vanderweel. During the second segment, we're going to be joined now on the telephone by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. Sheriff Pooley, thank you so much for coming on with us.
BJ, thank you for having me.
I know it's been a very interesting times with many things changing when it comes with the sheriff's office. First thing I want to ask you about is the jail, because I understand there were some new directives this week that impact the local jail population, correct?
Yeah, the Judicial Council order to reduce pretrial inmates' bail to basically $0 is very concerning to us. We don't want to release any inmates that would just go out and reoffend or re-victimize the community. So we're working very closely with District Attorney Laura Krieg and her office to fight these releases. We don't want those inmates out in the public. Any of them that pose a risk to the public, we're trying to file appeals on. And to date, we've only had to release 9 inmates. So we're whittling it down as we go. And as we move forward, as our deputies arrest individuals that fit under this criteria, we still have the ability to go out and seek bail enhancements on all new bookings. And if there is an individual out there that we feel poses a threat to the public, we're going to actively seek those bail enhancements to try to keep these folks in custody.
So you mentioned there's still conversations with District Attorney Krieg and maybe the state, so things are still kind of just being discussed and in a little bit of flux right now?
Yeah, you know, we got this order to release inmates in the morning, and we had a deadline of the 13th at 5 o'clock to get all these folks out of our custody. Obviously, they're doing it to allow for social distancing within the jail, and we appreciate that, but we also need to balance that with the fact that we don't want these inmates or these folks to go back out and reoffend. It's a fine balance.
With the issues surrounding COVID-19, have there been some changes that are impacting deputies and patrol?
Well, as you know, we've closed the front lobby. So if someone needs to come into the front lobby, we have a phone. We find out why they're there, what they need. We make sure they obviously wash their hands, and our staff are wearing the proper PPEs when we're dealing with the public. So it is a bit different. You know, when you see the deputies out on patrol, our staff now are wearing masks. And we don't want the public to be alarmed. We're doing this to protect the public and our staff. But it is a very new thing. You know, our deputies are practicing social distancing when we're doing the briefings. We're trying to brief outside when the weather allows to allow for even additional social distancing. The things we've heard up and down the state is that a lot of the deputies are coming in and they're giving it to themselves. If you look at what happens down, say, in Riverside, where they're having quite a bit of outbreak, and talking to the sheriff there, unfortunately, a lot of these deputies are forced to work so close together, they're passing it amongst themselves, and that's what we're really trying to prevent in our county.
For anyone who's concerned about crime in the county, deputies are still going out investigating different things, though?
Absolutely. If someone calls, we may have to take it over the phone, or we may speak to you outside, but we're still going to be there for the public. We're still trying to get all the calls for service handled as efficiently as we can. Sometimes there may be a little bit of a delay because we're trying to do things, say, over the phone, or maybe talking to an individual through an open window and trying to maintain those distances. But, you know, if the need arises, we will make personal contact with folks as needed.
You know, you were obviously here during the Rim Fire and other disasters. Has the response to COVID-19 been a kind of a whole different animal all to itself?
It is an absolutely a different animal. This has changed by the minute. We'll get instructions from the state or our local health doctor, and then based on the circumstances, things change within just a couple of hours, and we're having to redirect staff on how we're going to handle things. It's been a very busy time for us. Our staff are doing really well. I think morale is still very high. Our folks are still out there working, and I'm very proud of them.
Any other kind of common questions or misconceptions that you hear about or things that are being asked from the sheriff's office?
Yes, we're getting all kinds of emails and comments basically on an hourly basis. Some things have always already been addressed. Some things need to be addressed. We're just trying to push out as much information as we can. And I would ask that folks rely on the local messaging as opposed to the national messaging. We want to keep things specific to our county. There's a lot of information going on around the United States in different areas, but some of it applies to us and some of it doesn't. So really try to listen to the local messaging would be my request.
Tuolumne County this past week kind of put out a lot of a message in regards to encouraging people outside the area to avoid coming to this area. Is that something you can comment on as well?
Absolutely. So the message there is please stay home. We do not want individuals coming from areas where this disease has become community born. In other words, they don't know who has it and who doesn't, and coming into our county and possibly exposing our community. Having said that, I think everybody's doing a great job, and we really appreciate the sacrifices everyone has made to make sure that we're healthy. You know, we see people out wearing masks. They're doing their proper social distancing, and it is so greatly appreciated by us.
Well, anything else that'd be worth getting out to the public at this time?
No, just, again, we really appreciate all the sacrifices everyone's making. I'm hoping that this will get over sooner rather than later, and we can get back to normal business. That's what I would really love to see.
For people who have questions about, you know, essential services and things that they can and can't do, what's the best recommendation?
I would go to the county public health website and take a good look at the most recent order that came out Monday from the county health doctor. It's a very easy to read, very clear, concise list of the activities you can do and not do. And we would just ask that everybody continue to adhere to those things so that we can get past this.
We have that linked up on mymotherload.com. You know, one final question is the sheriff's office working pretty closely with all the various other partners right now in the county?
Yes, we have go-to meetings daily, sometimes 3 and 4 times a day, just trying to keep everybody on the same page. You know, we're lucky. We work in a great community where the leaders all basically are friends and get along, be it from the county to the city, from us to the county. We have a great team working very well together.
Well, Sheriff Pooley, I know information is changing constantly at the federal, state, and county levels across California, so I appreciate you coming on and giving us the latest update here.
Glad to do it, BJ. Thank you.
Again, that was Sheriff Bill Pooley from Tuolumne County giving us an update on the local response to COVID-19 and also talking a little bit about some issues that are still in flux and being played out regarding lower-level inmates in the Tuolumne County Jail and how many could possibly be released over this next week. We'll continue to keep an eye on that topic. During our final segment, we'll be joined by Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk, who represents District 3. He announced a new Hope Line that launched earlier this week. We'll hear about that and what it all entails. That's coming up with our final segment. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.